USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Secret Service is now looking at a criminal investigation into deleted text messages. The DHS Inspector General launching the probe involving texts around the time of last year's riot at the U.S. Capitol. The Secret Service saying the text messages were purged during a planned device replacement program. President Biden is isolated and working from the White House residence after testing positive for COVID. The White House press secretary saying the president is feeling fine with a little dry cough and a runny nose. White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ajit Jha saying Biden sounded great when he spoke with him earlier today.
He was feeling fine. He'd been working all morning. He hadn't even been able to finish his breakfast because he had just been busy. I encouraged him to finish his breakfast.
This is USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
The Democratic-led January 6th committee is holding a primetime hearing Thursday night. Republicans, like House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, say the hearings are completely controlled by Democrats who choose all the witnesses.
She started it with Benny Thompson, who said there's only one request. Nancy Pelosi is off limits. We can't know what Nancy Pelosi's texts are. We can't know what she said to the Sergeant of Arms. We can't know what she said to the Capitol Police officer. Shouldn't the very first question be, why was the Capitol ill-prepared that day?
That's how House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is reacting to Iran's new assistance to the Kremlin in Russia's ongoing war against Ukraine.
And it's particularly unfortunate because it wasn't that long ago when Russia was part of the agreement for the nuclear agreement.
The California Democrat speaking during her weekly press briefing. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A new survey is out regarding renting versus buying a home.
Rents have exponentially increased over the past year. Realtor.com is reporting renting is still more affordable than buying an entry-level house in three quarters of the country. This is a big deal because in January, renting was the better deal, but only in half the U.S. markets. The difference is now higher mortgage rates. In Austin, Texas, it costs roughly 98% more to buy a starter home than to rent, a difference of about $1,800 a month. In San Francisco, California, buying a home will cost you roughly $2,500 more per month when compared to renting. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The president on Wednesday announced multiple executive actions he is taking to combat climate change. This includes possibly expanding wind energy development near the Gulf of Mexico. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise says he should be focusing more on reducing the price of gas at the pump.
What they're doing is hurting American jobs, hurting American manufacturing, and who benefits? China, Russia. If you look around the Middle East, I mean, again, he's begging Saudi Arabia to produce oil. All of those countries emit more carbon to make the same thing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.